This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dzirikuitika muZimbabwe. Tirikutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America urimu Washington DC.
Le Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kanaka vatereri tinosangana zvakare manera anasi uri musi wechipiri kurume 22 2016. Makaterera ku Studio 7 nepfenyero yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri mu Washington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri ndichiti ezvinoi zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi.
Dai aive hako nekutikisana navamutsvangwa, because vamutsvangwa igamba rehondo. Munhu akarwa hondo yechimuringa akanga asingapengi paairwa hondo yechimuringa akanga ari raiti.
Vakarwa hondo yerusununguko vanoti mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vapelekezela mupoko vakasukuwere navaJonathan Moyo varasika gwara remusangano weZanu PF nekudaro ngavadzingwe mubato. Asi mumwe wechidiki ari kunziwo arasika gwara vachipanga vanoti zviri kutaurwa nevakarwa hondo ndezvemugotsi matsuro. Vamwe varimi vatema vanonzi nehurumende vabhadhara mari yekuripa varimi vechichena vakatorerwa minda kutanga muna 2000 vanoti vanotambira danho iri. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Kukandirana makobvu nematete kuri kuramba kuchenderera mberi mubato reZanu PF pamberi pemusangano uchaitwa pakati pemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe nevakarwa hondo yerusununguko. Vakarwa hondo yerusununguko vari muchikwata cheZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association vari vanotsigira sachigaro wesangano iri vaChris Mutsvangwa vanoti mutungamiri wenyika vanoti mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vapelekezela mupoko. Makurukota anoti vaJonathan Moyo, vaSevia Kasukuwere, nengo yeparamende amai Sara Mahoka uyewo mumwe wechidiki weYouth League vakudzai Chipanga vanofanira kudzingwa mubato nekukonzera nyonga nyonga. Blessing West Zulu West Studio 7 abvunza mutauriri wesangano reZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association vaDouglas Mahia kuti ichokwadi here kuti vari kuda kuti vamupoko nevamwe vavo vadzingwe mubato.
Vanhu ivavo kana vakachengetwa vane vachengetwa nevanenge vachida kuvachengeta, asi kana Zanu iriyo Zanu ine zita rekunzi Zanla neZipra, handifungi kuti inofanira kutikisana neZanla neZipra. The moment munhu akutikisana neZanla neZipra nhasi, that person does not, munhu iyeye haazano webato. Saka kana zvakadaro paine kutikisana bheta tiparadzane.
Mazita aya maaendesa here kumutungamiri wenyika kana kuti ndozvamuroda kuzotaura pamuchaita musangano apa?
Isusu zvatakatotaura ipapo zvikabuda mumapepa, that is enough. And for people, vanhu vanenge vari vemusangano vanofanira kutora action kana vakarega inyaya yavo, but nyika yose pano paspace paziva nemuno munyika vaziva kuti ndozvinhu zviripo.
Tataurawo nevamwe vechidiki ava kunyanya vachipanga vachitaura kuti ivo havaremekedze vamutsvangwa neutungamiri hwavo nekuti havaremekedze mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe. Munoti kudini mashoko iwayo?
Ari kuhwanda nyaya yekuti nokuti vamutsvangwa havaremekedzi vaMugabe nekuda kwechikonzero chekuti ari kuda kuti nyaya yake igamuchirike kuna vaMugabe kuti awane pekugara, nokuti haasiye. Dai aiveya hago nekupikisana navamutsvangwa, because vamutsvangwa igamba rehondo. Munhu akarwa hondo yechimuringa akanga asingapengi paairwa hondo yechimuringa akanga ari raiti. Saka kana nhasi makutanga kuzoti mutsvangwa haasi raiti, vanongozoisa president kuti mishini yavo ibudirire.
Saka zvamuri kuda izvi zvikasatambirwa vaMahia muchaita sei?
Tozoona tasvika ipapo.
Mutauriri wesangano reZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association vaDouglas Mahia vari parunare vachitaura naBlessing Zulu Studio 7 vari muHarare. Sezvo tichitema tisina divi ratinorereka, taedza kubata vamwe vose vari kunzi vari kukonzera kusawirirana mubato reZanu PF, asi vanga vasingadairi nharembozha dzavo. Asi Blessing azokwanisa kubata vakudza echipanga akatanga nekuvabvunza kuti vanzwa here zviri kutaurwa nevakarwa hondo izvi.
Ngavaunze recommendation yacho tigarire pasi.
Mambonzwa here mashoko iyayaya? Pane chamambotumirwa here panyaya iyoyi?
No, handisi kuziva ini.
Vari kuti hamusi kuremekedza vanhu vakarwa hondo yerusununguko.
Vanani?
VeZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association ava mutsvangwa nevamwe vavo vana matema danda.
As long as mutsvangwa asinga respect the president, isu hatimu respect yose yupiliki.
Semaonero enyu dambudziko iri ringagadziriswa sei vachipanga?
Hapana dambudziko baba.
Hapazoite here matambudziko kuti vechidiki vari uku vakarwa hondo vari uku mubato?
Vamugabe vakarwa hondo, tinavo vamugabe.
Ko, zvekuti vachipanga vari kunyanya kudyidzana neiri kunzi G40 zvavari kutaura izvi?
What is G40?
Hanzi chimwe chikwata chiri muZANU PF.
Ah, manje tingapindure zvemahese.
Asi pane urongwa here vachipanga wekuti vechidiki mutaure naye vakarwa hondo ava kuti mugadzirisa sei matambudziko aya tichienda mberi?
Mutsvangwa haasi mawo veterans kacomrade. Mutsvangwa ndi Christopher Mutsvangwa. Isusu nemawo veterans tinodyidzana zvakasimba seZANU PF Youth League. Asina Mutsvangwa iye namatema danda vari 2 hatidyidzani nawo nepamusara petsika yavanoita yekushoropodza mutungamiri wenyika. The party is bigger than individuals kacomrade. As long as vasingaite toll the party line those 2 comrades, hatina ningirini, hatina uchamwari nawo. But ZANU PF Youth League newo Veterans Association mbitsika nditsikewo ndii bhandi nebhurugwa, hatisiya newo veterans. Those are our parents. We are children of war veterans. So there's nothing which can separate us from our parents.
Saka zvavari kutaura zvekuti mudzingwe mubato hazvisi kukushayisa hope izvi?
No, this is terrible office yebato. Tirikutoita basa rekudefenda president vamugabe, rekudefenda ZANU PF. Iye Mutsvangwa kana chitaura ari kuwerevha kwaanenge ari kana kungave kufamu kwake kana kubhawa, none of my business.
Vakudza echipanga ndiwo mutevedzeri wemunyori mubazi reZANU PF Youth League vachitaura parunare muHarare naBlessing Zulu Studio 7. Rimwe sangano revarimi reZimbabwe Farmers Union rinoti rinotambira nemufaro urongwa hwehurumende hwekuti varimi vari mumapurazi akatorerwa vachena vabhadhare mari dzichashandiswa mukuripa vachena ava budiriro dzavakanga vaita pamapurazi avo. Mukuru wesangano iri vaPaul Zakaria vanoti kubhadhara zvivakwa nebudiriro zvakasiya zvaitwa nevachena ava kunopa varimi vechitema vave pamapurazi ava chiremera chekuti vakabhadhara zvavari kushandisa kwete kuti vakaita zvekubvuta sezvinotaurwa nevamwe. VaZakaria vanoti kubhadhara kwavari kuita mitero ichange ichizobhadhara vachena hakusi kuti vari kutenga ivhu ravari kurima asi kuti vari kungobhadhara vakanangana nenyaya yezvivakwa. Kutanga kwemwedzi uno gurukota rezveupfumi vaPatrick Chinamasa vakazivisa kuti hurumende yakanga yave kutanga kuita ongororo mumapurazi kuti ione ukoshe hwebudiriro dzakasiyiwa nevachena vakatorerwa mapurazi. Vachena vanodarika zviuru zvina vanonzi vakabviswa zvine chisimba pamapurazi avo achipiwa kune vatema asi minda mizhinji inonzi yakararira nekuda kwekushayiwa zvikwanisiro kuri kuitwa nevarimi vatsva ava. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi tabata vaZakaria kuti tinzwe pamire sangano ravo.
Handioni sekuti chingava chinhu chingaremera vanhu kuti vave neownership yakadzika pamusoro pemunda wavanenge vachishandisa. Nyaya yecompensation iyoyo isu tiri muZimbabwe Farmers Union tichikurukurirana pamusoro penyaya dzakadai, tinee tichiona kuti idanho rinokwanisa kuti ripipe chiremera munharaunda yatinogara uye zvekare nepasi rose, kuti vakanga varipo paminda iyoyo sekuzwisisa kuri kuita hurumende kuti vanofanira kupiwa compensation kwete yeland asi kuti compensation yemadevelopment avakasiyari ipapo zvinhu zvavakashandira. Saka zvinhu zvinofanira kuti zvitariswe izvozvo zvitariswa nenzira yekuti hakusi kuti tangosvika tikatora yekutora haisisiriyei inokosha zvikuru. Nyaya yavapo ndeyekushandisa uye nekugona kuti uripo unokwanisa kuti izvi ndezvangu nenzira yekuti wakabvita miripo ikakondipi. kuenda huko kuenda kunogumba chikwama chatingataura kuti isusu checompensation.
Asi varimi ivava munoona vachikwanisa here kubhadhara mari idzodzi?
Panyaya yekuzobhadhara apo pachaneta nekuti zvinoenderana zvimwe nenyaya yekuti munda uri kushandiswa zvakanaka here, vechipiri murima awana here mari yekuti agone kunorima, vechitatu mamaketi acho aripo here anotsigirana nezvinhu zvakaita saizvozvo, uye kuti paurimi hwake hwese ari kuitawo here profit. Ipapo ndo panotokatitogadzirisa.
Asika vanhu ivava vaikwanisa kunge vachiwana rubatsiro kubva kumabhanga, zvinove zviri kutadzwawo kuitwa nevarimi varipo iye zvino, hurumende inotarisawo sei dambudziko iroro?
Ndonyaya iri kuita kuti paite mutauro panyaya yecompensation. Ndo zvandataura zvinoenderana nekutiwo futi vanokwanisa here kuti varimi vanokwanisa here kuwana mari kumabhanga.
Mukuru weZimbabwe Farmers Union vaPaul Zakaria vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Masangano akazvimirira oga nhasi aparura gwaro rinotarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyaya dzezvekodzero dzevanhu kana kuti Stakeholders Report on Zimbabwe's Second Cycle Universal Periodic Review. Masangano anosvika 63 ndiwo akaparura gwaro iri. Gwaro iri richaendeswa kuUnited Nations, iyo yakatara zviga zvinofanira kutevedzwa nenyika dzepasi rino munyaya dzezvekodzero dzevanhu. Masangano akazvimirira aya anga achitarisa zvakagonekwa nehurumende yeZimbabwe uye zvisina kuitwa nemazvo. Mukuzeya nezvenyaya iyi, Blessing Zulu abata mukuru weZimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum vaLloyd Kufea.
Gwaro rinoenda kuUnited Nations, yatinoti iyo peer review inenge ichiitika kuUnited Nations, inenge ichitarisa kuti nyika yoga yoga zvairi kuita ndezvipi kuti kodzero dzevanhu dzinge dzichichengetedzwa nehurumende maenderano nezvinenge zviri muconstitution, mubumbiro guru renyika yeconstitution yedu.
Pane zvamuri kuonawo, mungati hurumende yeZimbabwe iri kuremekedza here kodzero dzevanhu?
Pane zvimwe zvinotinetsei maonero edu isusu, kunyanya-nyanya kodzero dzevanhu dzinoenderana nekugara kwakanaka, uye nenyaya dzekuti kana vanhu vachida kuratidzira vachipinda angangave maparks kana kuti mastreets edu emuno maurban centers, vanhu vakaenda imomo vachiratidzira, hurumende inobva yauya kana kutumira masoja kana mapurisa, vobva vati vanhu maunganire chipa napa musina kupiwa nemukana wacho nemapurisa. Uye nyaya anonzi maenforced disappearance, iya zvekuti munhu anongonyangarika, nonga muziva nyaya yaitaidza mara yanetsa, patova negore rese tisingazive kuti akaenda kupi munhu iyeye.
Mukuru weZimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum vaLloyd Kuvea vari parunare muHarare naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7. United Nations iri kuenderera mberi nekuziya matambudziko ari kutarisana nemadzimai pasi rose kumusangano weUN Commission on the Status of Women, uyo wakatanga svondo rapera kumuzinda weUN kuNew York muno muAmerica. Nhengo yeparamende inomirira bato reMDCT kumufakose amai Porina Mpariwa Gwanyanya, mumwe wemadzimai ari kumusangano mukuru uyo uri kutarisa nhunha dzemadzimai. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yavaita naMarvelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7.
Takamira takadaizvi pana minista veministri yedu yevanhukadzi, kwouya magender commission yedu yakamirira hurumende, tozoti kuna mai Mutsvangwa mubati wechigaro weWomen's Parliamentary Caucus, kwoita ini ndiri mutevedzeri wemubati wechigaro ndakamirira MDCT. Mai Mutsvangwa vane vanoteerera vese vari kubva kusano, vanoti mai Mangwende, mai Mahoka, mai Nyamupinga. Kwozoti kuMDCN yekwava Welshman Ncube vakamirirwa namai Kumalo Tonakala Mahlamu.
Pane zvisungo zvamungade kuona zvichibuda here zvinozonobatsirawo madzimai ekuZimbabwe?
Tine constitution yatakaita muna 2013, asi munozoona zvakare kuti pane mitemo yakasaririra inoita kuti zvimwe zvinhu hazvizokwanisa kubudirira. Tingabata mutemo unobata zvamabasa, mutemo unoda kuti uchigadziriswa ubatane pamwe chete neconstitution. Mozoita mitemo inobata vana, nokuti pane mudzimai pane mwana, inofanirwa kuti inhongwe ichikandwa ibata uite mutemo mumwe chete, usati apa pane chidimbu apa pane chidimbu. Saka ndingangoti mitemo yese inechokuita navanhukadzi inofanirwa kunge iri pamwe chete igopinda muconstitution, nekuti constitution kana isina kubata mutemo iwoyo munowanika zvakare kodzero dzevanhukadzi dzichiwanikwa dziri pasina kunyatsomira zvakanaka. Saka takadzidza kuti constitution yedu inoda kuti mitemo yese igadziriswe inova inobatwa iri kunze kweconstitution.
Pane zvamungade kuona zvichibuda here pamusangano uyu zvamuchanopa kurova madzimai vakasara kuZimbabwe?
Hongu zvakanyanyisa, ndingangoti kutaurirwa hunyimu nekuda kwekuti takava nekuona kuti kunokwanisa kuti vanhu vakwanise kuwana mvura dzekunwa kana vanhu vakashanda pamwe chete vachiita tsvagurudzo dzekuti mvura yakakwana ingawanike sei, uyezo kuchengetedza nekuwana madiridziro ekuti vanhu vakwanise kudiridza ingava murivo angava maruva, zvakare vanhu vachizokwanisa kutengesa mirivo iyo, inova mabasa anobatsira kutsumudzira maoko. Chechipiri chakanyanyondibata inyaya dzatakanga tichangobva kutaura kupalamendi yekuZimbabwe, nyaya dzekushungurudzwa inonzi domestic violence kana kuti violence against women. Tanga tichifunga kuti pamwe dzinoitika kwedu chete, asi dzinoitika kwese jekerere. Kushungurudzwa, kurohwa, kutukwa, pondwa kwemavanhukadzi kuri nyika dzese, saka inyaya itori mudare.
Amai Porina Mpari Wagwanyanya vanove nhengo yebato reMDCT vachimirira mufakose vari parunare kuNew York naMavelous Mhlanganya uye weStudio 7. Sangano remisa Zimbabwe rinoti rinoshushikana zvikuru nekuramba bumbiro remitemo richityorwa nehurumende zvichitevera kurambidzwa necensorship board kwekuratidzwa kwebaiscopo rinonzi Democrats rinotsanangura nezvekugadzirwa kwebumbiro remitemo muZimbabwe. Mukuru wesangano remisa Zimbabwe Vanhlanhla Ngwenya vanoti vana veZimbabwe vane kodzero kuburikidza nebumbiro remitemo yekunzwa zviri mubaiscopo iri vasina kumbunyikidzwa. Censorship board inonzi yakarambidza kuratidzwa kwebaiscopo iri ichiti zvirimo hazvikodzeri kuti zvionekwe nevana veZimbabwe. Asi vangwenya vanoti vachashandisa mikana yose kusanganisira kuenda kumatare edzimhosva kuti nyaya iyi igadziriswe.
Tiri kunyanya kunyunyuta nekuti danho ravatora iri rinoviolata constitution, bumbiro remutemo ratinaro. Mukanyatsotarisa bumbiro remutemo iro riri rinopa vanhu kodzero yekuti vataure vakasununguka, vawane information irimo mubaiscopo iri Democrats vakasununguka vasina kudzvinyirirwa. Apo tonzwa kuti censorship board yangoti aiwa baiscopo iri Democrats harikodzeri kuti ringe richipiwa vanhu richionekwa nevanhu, nokuti zvariri nazvo hazvifani kukuonekwa nevanhu. Ndopatinozotanga kubvunza kuti ko masimba iwawo anobva kupi, iro bumbiro remutemo richipa vanhu kodzero rekuti vapiwe information vaone zvavanoda vataure vakasununguka vasina kudzivirirwa kana nani zvake.
Saka imi mune matano mamwe here amatora kunze kwekuburitsa gwaro kuti censorship board munge muchizivisa nekunyunyuta kwenyu?
Isusu matano atinowanzotora ndekuti tinotaudzana nemaorganizations akadaro, tinotaudzana uyezve nevaministers vari muhurumende tichitsanangurirana kuti sei isusu tichizoona senge kudzvanyirira vanhu madecisions akadaro. Uyezve sezvamunoziva mwedzi wapfuura tisi takaenda kukoti kuti criminal defamation needs inzira imwe iripo yatinayo yatogona kutofamba nayo kuti zvigadziriswe, nekuti provision yavanoshandisa masimba avashandisa avatora kucensorship and entertainment control act haenderani nebumbiro remutemo.
Makamboitawo here mukana wekuona baiscopo irori Democrats?
Isusu takariona Democrats because haina kutanga nhasi nyaya iyi, yakambobuda mumatv yesatellite gore rakapera iri. hapana chandingati achikodzeri kubuda muvanhu, nekuti bhaisikopo rinotaura nezvekuti constitution yakaumbwa sei, chiitaitika machallenges angaripo ipapo panzira yekuti tisvike patiri iye zvino. Zvese vanhu vane kodzero yekuziva.
Avanga vari mukuru wemisa Zimbabwe vanhlanhla Ngwenya vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Vanhu vanosvika makumi matatu vafa nhasi muBrussels, guta guru reBelgium, zvichitevera kubhombwa kweguta iri nevanofungidzirwa kuti vanopfurikidza mwero vanoshanda neIslamic State. Vanhu vanopfuura mazana maviri vanonzi vakuwarawo muchiitiko ichi. Mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaBarack Obama vati nyika yavo iri kuchema pamwe neBelgium vakashorawo chiitiko ichi. Mabomba aya aputika pachiteshi chechitima uye panhandare yendege. Mukuziya nezvenyaya iyi, Blessing Zulu weStudio 7 abata chimwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe uye vaimbowe nhengo yeMDCT muzvare Grace Quinje ava vanogara pedyo nenhandare yendege yabombwa yeZaventem.
Ine ndinogara padhuze chaipo nepaairport zvekuti imwe dziri kubva ikoko ndiri kutoinzwa ndiri pano pamba pandakagara.
Tichitarisawo maamiriro akaita zvinhu ikoko, zvakaamira sei?
Kuna zvinhu zviri kutityisei, Blessing, nokuti materrorist attacks aya akanga akarongwa kuti aitwe last year. Tiri kurangarira kuti ndonguva yakanhikirikina yakabhomba vana Salah Abdeslam kuFrance kwakafa vanhu 130. So vava vakatotretena kuti muno Belgium futi vachada kuita mamwe maattacks. But ndofunga ne kuva vigilant kweintelligence yemunomu nesecurity vakaitwa delay and then vakazobatwa last week.
Sezvo muchigara padyo nenhandarei, manzwa here pabhombwa kudengeneka kana kuti pane zvamanzwa here?
Aiwa, inini hangu hapana. Ndazongonzwa ruzha, ndazongonzwa commotion, but handina unatonzwa specifically kuningi noise yekubhombwa. Ndazongonzwa mahelicopter ndopandaedza kuti ndisarise ndikazoona panews zvakutonzwa ndozvaitika.
Mungati muchiri makagadzikana here imomo Brussels?
Zvinoti netsei, nekuti pari zvino ndanditeerera hangu president vekuFrance vachipa press conference because vo vakawirwa nedambudziko iri last year muna November. Vachitaura tee zvino vane, of course, vanofanira kuprotekta ruzhinji rwevanhu, but also vanofanirwa kurespekta mahuman rights evanhu. So isu zvedu kufila safe kuno kuBelgium, ndofunga tiri safe zvedu.
Ko, pane vamwe here vekuZimbabwe variko vamakwanisawo kutaura navo?
Ehe, ndatotsvagona maichibhebhe kuseni vari concerned wo, ivo vari safe. Handizive kuti mamwe maZimbabweans hatisati tanzwa zvedu kuti kune vaaffectwa here.
Muzvare Grace Quinche vanogara kuBrussels vari parunare kuBelgium kwakare naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7. Makateerera kuStudio 7, tiri kutefenyura tiri muWashington DC. Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika. Dare reInternational Criminal Court rabata nemhosva dzehondo vaive mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika yeDemocratic Republic of Congo vaJean Pierre Bemba. Dare rekuHague rabata vaBemba nemhosva dzehondo dzine chekuita nekuponda vanhu uye kubatwa chibharo kwevanhu muCentral African Republic muna 2002. Vemabhizimusi vekuSouth Africa vari kushanya muZimbabwe vari kuita misangano nevakuru vehurumende uye vemasangano emabhizimusi muZimbabwe nechinangwa chekuda kusimbaradza kudyidzana munyaya dzezveupfumi. Chikwata ichi chiri kutungamirwa nemutevedzeri wegurukota rezvekutengeserana muSouth Africa vamuzwandile Masina. Mukuseya nyaya iyi, Blessing Zulu abata mutungamiri weZimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce vaDavid Norupiri, ava vanoti kudyidzana kwakanaka asi pari zvino kwakarerekera kuSouth Africa.
Hongu ichopa di itakafanza usangana nao. Kake chupiri wa chuya wa South Africa wa mabizimuzi wa itakutu wa hongu lore kutuanga changa wa mabizimuzi hawa ere muno mzimbabu. Uye wa mlewani chidojo kutu wa tumire kutuwa kuno mzimbabu. Atino tiyo ma export from South Africa.
Asi murikuona sei imi kudyidzana kweZimbabwe neSouth Africa uko pane zvinyunyuto zviripo here?
Kudyidzana kwedu kweZimbabwe neSouth Africa pare zvino kwakarerekera diri rimwe chete. Tine mari dzakati wandei dzatiri kukwanisa kuti tiite kudyidzana kwedu kunogona kunge kwakaenzana. South Africa ndo iri kunyanya kuunza zvinhu zvayo muno muZimbabwe. Kupinda isu tichiendesa kunzvedu kuSouth Africa. Saka naizvozvo mari yeZimbabwe yakawanda inenge ichibuda kupinda mari yatinowana kubvawo kuSouth Africa. Zvinofanira kunge zvakangoenzana kuti upfumi hwedu hwenyika yedu hunge huchishandawo zvakanaka.
Tiri kunzwawo kuti ivo vamwe vana muzvina bhizimisi vekuSouth Africa vari kuchema chemawo kuti Zimbabwe yaisa mitemo yakawandisa iri kuvavhiringidza kuti vange vachipinza zvinhu zvavo zvavari kugadzira muZimbabwe. Zviri kufamba sei?
Idzodzo ipfungwa dzavo dzavakauya vachinge vainadzo. Hapana anorambidzwa kufunga zvaanenge afunga kusvikira azoudzwa chokwadi nevagari vemunyika imomo. Isusu vemabhizimusi tinoti haisi mitemo yakaitwa zvakanyanya. Sokunga tinoziva 2008-2009 patanga tiri pahyperinflation. Isusu zvenyika mashopu edu akanga asisina kana chirimo. Hurumende yedu kuti ikwanise kugadzirisa dambudziko iri vakamboregedza mitemo yezvekutengeserana kuti isanyanyisa kushandiswa kuti vanhu vakwanise kunge vachitenga zvinhu kunze zvichiuya muno muZimbabwe. Nokuti muno muZimbabwe indastri yedu yanga isingachanyanya kusevenza zvachose. Saka pari zvino indastri yedu yakumuka saizvozvi. Nyika yedu kupfuurikidza nehurumende vava kutanga zvekare kudzoreredza mitemo iya payanga iri. Saka vamwe vedu vanenge vakuita sokuti isusu zvenyika tava kudzivira kuti zvinhu zvichauya kuno.
Mutungamiri weZimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce vaDavid Norupiri vari parunare muHarare naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7. Sangano rakazvimirira roga reZimbabwe Civic Education Trust kana kuti ZIMSET rinoti riri kufara zvikuru neurongwa hwaro hwekudzidzisa vechidiki vanogara kumaruwa kuti vasimudzire nharaunda dzavo nenzira dzakasiyana-siyana dzinosanganisira kudyara miti nekurwisana nedambudziko rekurodzwa kwevana vasati vabva zera. Sangano iri rinoti riri kuita urongwa uhu kunzvimbo dzakaita seDombo Shawa nedzimwe richibatsirana nemapazi ehurumende anosanganisira Environmental Management Agency. Vateereri musakanganwa chirongwa chedu chelive talk chevechidiki kana kuti the connection. Apo tichange tichitarisa nyaya yekupa vechidiki ruzivo rwekuti vazviitire mabasa avo uri kuitwa nemasangano akazvimirira oga. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa zvakare misoro yenhau dzanhasi. Vakarwa hondo vanoti vamupoko vakasukuwere navajonathan moyo varasika gwara remusangano wezano pf nekudaro ngavadzingwe mubato. Asi mumwe wechidiki ari kunziwo arasika vakudza echipanga vanoti zviri kutaurwa nevakarwa hondo ndezvemugotsi matsuro. Varimi vatema vanonzi nehurumende vabhadhara mari yekuripa varimi vechichena vakatarurwa minda kutanga muna 2000. Tabva tasvika kumagume echirongwa chedu chanhasi, tinovimba kuti muchange muinesu zvakare mangwana. Anokuunikai nemufaro, ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC. Ndichiti murare zvakanaka vateereri, tokusiyai muina Chris Gande naMavelous Mhlanganya uye.
Thank you, Jonga Kandemiri. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, March 22nd, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Islamic State claimed responsibility for three explosions that rocked the Belgian capital Brussels today, which left 30 people dead and 130 others injured.
I am 10 minutes from the Brussels International Airport. The situation here is very sad.
The Zimbabwe Farmers Union has welcomed moves by the government to compensate evicted white commercial farmers.
We need to be reasonable in that there were developments that were on these farms which should ordinarily have been paid for.
Some war veterans say Vice President Peleke Zela Mpoko and several others should be expelled from the ruling party.
And an environmentalist says proper water conservation methods can generate millions of jobs.
We used to have good systems in place, and a lot of investment was put in water supply and sanitation in urban areas with access to clean water. However, over the years, the situation has deteriorated very much.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
Islamic State claimed responsibility for three explosions that rocked Brussels this morning, two at the airport and one at a metro station in the heart of the Belgian capital, killing at least 30 people and injuring more than 130 others. Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel told reporters that, quote, "This is a black moment in our country, and everyone please be calm and show solidarity," end quote. U.S. President Barack Obama reacted to the blast during a speech in Havana, saying America will do whatever is necessary for its ally Belgium to bring those who are responsible to justice. A Belgian prosecutor said at least one blast at the airport was probably caused by a suicide bomber. Local media also reported shouts in Arabic at the airport before the explosions. A European security official said one or possibly two Kalashnikov rifles had been found at the site of the airport attack. Local media described a panic on the street and people emerging from the metro with burns and wounds.
Belgian authorities have raised the nation's terror alert level to its maximum level. All flights in and out of the airport have been cancelled, and Brussels' subway system has been shut down as well. Authorities in Frankfurt, London, Paris and Holland have boosted security at their airports in response to the Brussels bombings. The White House said U.S. officials were in close contact with the Belgian counterparts. The explosion came just days after the arrest of key Paris attacks suspect Salam Abdeslam in Brussels that have raised fears of revenge attacks to follow. The attacks also bring to mind the November 13 bombings and shootings claimed by Islamic State that took place in several places around the French capital. For perspective, Studio 7's Blessing Zulu reached Zimbabwean Grace Quinji, who lives in Belgium.
I am 10 minutes from Brussels International Airport. The situation here is very sad, to say the least. It's a very tense situation. Earlier this week, Salah Abdeslam, who was part of the network of the terrorist attack in which 130 people were killed last year, November 13, was arrested. And it seems that a new network had already been put in place. So in spite of the police finding large weapons and explosives, it seems the new network is now in operation.
With all that is going on now, do you feel secure in Brussels?
There's tight security, and the debate that is going on, if you listen to what French President François Hollande said earlier on, he said they now have to deal with a combination of making sure citizens are safe, but also respecting civil liberties. So there are a lot of concerns, of course, that tightened security can also go a bit too far in infringing people's human rights. But, of course, at the end of the day, we are better off safe than sorry. And I think Belgium has done well, and I think their response has been incredible.
We also understand that public transport has been suspended. How are people managing to get by?
There are emergency buses. For instance, my mother has just been in one that brought her home, and there are ambulances along all the roads in case anything happens. But taxis and public transport are not operating. I think the main concern right now is to just get people to their homes so that they stay in and are safe until further notice.
Have you managed to talk to anyone from Zimbabwe?
Yes. So far, I have not heard of any casualties or people that I know or any Zimbabweans, but you know that the Chibebes are here. I spoke to, actually, she looked for me, Tatenda Chibebe, and she and her family are safe so far. But I wouldn't know about other Zimbabweans. We just keep praying that they are safe too.
That was Grace Quinji, a Zimbabwean living in Belgium, speaking with Studio 7.
The Zimbabwe Farmers Union, or ZFU, has welcomed moves by the government to compensate evicted white commercial farmers. ZFU Director Paul Zakaria says compensating the evicted white farmers will be the proper way of taking over the farms, but is quick to point out that the compensation is expected to only cater for farm developments, not for the land. Early this month, Finance Minister Patrick Chinamansa announced that the government had started evaluating farms which were once owned by white commercial farmers with a view of paying compensation to the dispossessed farmers. At least 3,500 white commercial farmers lost their land when the government embarked on its controversial agrarian reforms in 2000. There are proposals for new farm occupants to pay for the land in the form of taxes. Zakaria speaks to Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri about moves by the state to compensate evicted white farmers.
On this matter, we really have to be very strategic. We also need to be reasonable about what has taken place over the years, beginning the year 2000, when this very important resource was transferred from the minority to the majority. We need to be reasonable in that there were developments that were on these farms which should ordinarily have been paid for. And of course, there is a clear understanding that compensation does not also refer to compensating the land itself. It is the development. So as an organization, we have to look at this issue from a very strategic point of view, where worldwide we need also to be sending the proper message that we did not just keep these farms for free as others would want to have it, that we took things and we did not pay for them, particularly the development. And I think that from an organization point of view, that is the way to go.
Do you see farmers being able to pay?
Well, you know, as far as whether farmers are going to be able to pay, that becomes now a function of how productive the farms are, because they must pay into that pool out of the profits of the farms. So if the farms are not productive, then it will become very, very difficult for the farmers. Currently, farmers are unable to produce. Most of the land is lying idle, as you would know.
That was Paul Zakaria, director of the Zimbabwe Farmers Union, on the line with reporter Jonga Kandemiri from Harare.
Some war veterans say they want Vice President Pelekezela Mpoko, ZANU-PF political commissar Xavier Kasukuwere, and other people identified with Generation 40 or G40 to be expelled from the ruling party. These war veterans have already indicated that a planned meeting with President Robert Mugabe early next month is expected to shape democratic processes in Zimbabwe. Our correspondent Arthur Chigoriwa attended a meeting at the weekend convened by some of the former liberation fighters and filed this report.
Addressing hundreds of former freedom fighters in Chinoy, Matola and West Province on Saturday, former War Veteran Minister Christopher Muchangwa said their proposed meeting with President Mugabe will have a far-reaching impact on how Zimbabwe is expected to be governed by the ruling party. Muchangwa says the war veterans created the condition for ZANU-PF to flourish in the country and President Mugabe cannot afford to dump them.
He is going to meet the originals. That's where the fate of the party is going to be decided, including those who are sitting in council on these wayward decisions about votes of no confidence. The people who made possible for ZANU-PF to be what it is today in Zimbabwe when it was banned are the war veterans. We created the conditions for ZANU-PF to flourish in Zimbabwe, and the president is going back to the source, which is the war veterans. The first week of April decides the future of the party and the future of the country, not them.
Muchangwa said this organization has made resolutions to force President Mugabe to expel people like ZANU-PF political commissar Sezia Kasukuere, Politburo members Jonathan Moyo, Patrick Zhuao and the Hurungwe West member of parliament Sarah Mahoka, who are backing a faction known as Generation 40 or G40, believed to be a friend for First Lady Grace Mugabe. The group allegedly wants Mrs. Mugabe to succeed her husband. Muchangwa accused G40 members of trying to destroy the ruling party.
The resolution is to have them be dismissed from, expelled from the party. These are the people who are fronting the G40, especially, you know, pushing all these votes of no confidence and simply creating confusion, disunity, and trying to hijack, to steal the people's revolution.
Moyo, Mahoka, Kasukwere and Zhuao were not available for comment as their mobile phones were not reachable. Speaking at the same meeting, Midlands War veteran Francis Zimuto, affectionately known as Black Jesus, said President Mugabe belongs to former freedom fighters and not G40. Zimuto said they will fight to regain President Mugabe on their side and endorse Mchangwa as their leader until the next Congress in 2018.
President Ndewedu is wholly ours, completely. The president is wholly ours. In as much as ZANU-PF is ours, in as much as our chairman Muchangwa is ours, is under siege. The president is part of us. We can't do without him.
The meeting, attended by all veterans from 8 provinces, also resolved that no veteran should be expelled from ZANU-PF because they sacrificed their lives to liberate Zimbabwe from the yoke of colonialism. The war veterans also said that they don't want Mr. Mugabe to step down. Muchanga noted that the meeting will be attended by Defense Force Chief Constantine Chiwenga, former 5th Brigade Commander and the current Air Force Chief Vice Marshal Perrin Shiri, Army Commander General Philip Vareo Sibanda, Prison Boss Paradzai Zimondi, Police Commissioner General Augustin Chihuri and several others. Muchangwa was recently expelled from the ruling party and sacked by the president for allegedly insulting the First Family and undermining the authority of the president after he criticized ZANU-PF for allowing Mrs. Mugabe to brutalize party members. Mrs. Mugabe attacked Mnangagwa for allegedly hatching a plan to undemocratically unseat the president. The recent firing of Muchangwa has unsettled war veterans who were on the receiving end recently when police with baton stick and water canoes descended on them as they attempted to convene an indaba in Harare to discuss, among other issues, President Mugabe's succession. While they are still dusting themselves from that violent encounter, President Mugabe on Friday said he does not understand why some of the war veterans want him to step down as he was democratically elected in 2013. Mr. Mugabe said he will step down if ever that is necessary, but he has to serve his 5-year term as stipulated in Zimbabwe's constitution. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is the Arthur Chiboriwa.
Zimbabwe,
The Government Censorship Board has banned a documentary, Democrats, narrating the constitution-making process in Zimbabwe. The board alleged the film was unfit for viewership within the country. According to the Newsday newspaper, the ban follows an application by Upfront Films to distribute the documentary. The film features MDCT Secretary General Douglas Muonzora and ZANU-PF's Paul Mangwana, who were part of leaders of the constitution-making team.
But first, a look at regional and international news.
Less than a day before a high-profile hearing in the legal standoff between Apple and the FBI, attorneys for the Department of Justice late Monday persuaded a federal judge to cancel the hearing and issue a temporary stay in the case.
And FIFA's Ethics Committee has opened a bribery investigation into six people involved in the bidding process that awarded the 2006 World Cup to Germany.
Forests and water play an important role in contributing to sustainable development in diverse ecosystems. According to the United Nations, the past 2 years have great significance in people as they highlight the importance of forests and water in everyday life. Dr. Thomas Chiramba, Senior Human Settlement Officer for UN Habitat, responsible for Eastern and Southern Africa, who's also an environmentalist, says water and forests play a key role in the empowerment of people, including Zimbabweans. He tells Studio 7's Chiwoniso Jani, water conservation plays a critical role in improving the lives of Zimbabweans, especially at a time the world is struggling to tackle the negative effects of the El Nino weather phenomenon.
We used to have good systems in place, and a lot of investment was put in water supply and sanitation in urban areas with access to clean water. However, over the years, the situation has deteriorated very much, contrary to the global trend. And in Zimbabwe, we actually came backwards, which is a tragedy.
Situation in Zimbabwe, how do we attract investors?
We've gotten to this situation because of lack of investment in water and sanitation. So that has resulted in a situation where infrastructure that we had is dilapidated and needs urgent improvement, non-functional. And the lack of investment that I'm talking about also goes not only to water supply and sanitation, but also comes from. As you may know, we had this Kunti Dam. That dam was already on the table, and it was needed to augment the water supply to Harare. And that dam, as we speak, is still not complete, far too long to get completed. And that's an indication that investment has not been forthcoming into the water sector in general, be it water resources management, that's where you find issues like dams, but also in terms of water supply and sanitation, which a lot of relevance to this year's theme on water, which is water and jobs, because if there's no regular water supply and sanitation, that impacts the manufacturing sector, not to speak about what happens in terms of improving agricultural outputs and the jobs that are related to that.
With the effects of El Nino, what can you say in terms of its impact in the rural areas and urban areas?
The impact of El Nino is that we now have prolonged drought. We don't have adequate rains. And again, I want to bring in the issue of investment. Zimbabwe and South Africa were the leading countries in terms of constructing small dams that a lot of farmers used to build on their farms, to irrigate and all that. That investment has since stopped in Zimbabwe. It's not taking place as much because it was partly state-driven, but also by the private sector. That investment is not there. And now, given the situation that we are having this prolonged drought, we are getting less water from the seasons that we have. That has got very serious impact to agriculture and, of course, the jobs that go along with that, because you can't irrigate. The dams don't have adequate water from the perspective even of power generation, which again comes to the issue of how the industry should operate. And then it's a vicious cycle because our industry is based on agricultural production. If you don't produce in agriculture, raw materials for the manufacturing sector are not there. And again, if we don't have electricity, even if you have a few raw materials we have, you can't produce optimally. So it's a vicious cycle. It's a situation that we could have avoided if we had continued investing in the small and large dams. And this is impacting both on rural and urban development.
We all know that right now Zimbabwe gets its electricity, or most of its electricity, from Kariba. What can you tell us in that perspective?
Kariba Gorge Street number 3, I think, which has been on the cards for the last 30 years and needed to be put in place. But again, we've not done so. Lack of investment seems to have done a lot of damage to the country in many aspects. And I'm talking about investment in the water sector in the form of promoting good catchment management, maintenance of the forest, but also in terms of the infrastructure that goes with that to collect water and store water. It also has impacted on the water supply to settlements.
Tobacco levy was slashed by half. That goes towards a forestation program. So what would that mean in Zimbabwe?
The fact that the afforestation levy has been cut and not much resources can be expected there can only worsen a very bad situation that we already had. Catchment management needs to be improved or to be worked on now, because when you have forests, they help you to manage those impacts much better. You retain water. You deal with erosion is a big issue, because erosion impacts on the storage capacity of the dams. If you don't maintain your forest and landscapes, erosion can only go up, and then the small dams that we have will disappear very quickly. So with the investment and the opportunity that we have through those small dams to store water to assist us to go through difficult periods. Tobacco farming is one of those industries, economic activities that actually have contributed significantly to deforestation, if you may know that. Most of the small-scale farmers actually have done a lot of damage to the forests around them because they're cutting them to process their tobacco. In many cases, that was done in a manner that no thinking was done on what the implications of what they were doing to treat tobacco. And of course, now, water, when it rains, it just passes through and erosion is increased, and all the abilities that the river had to retain some water is gone, and managing catchments is everybody's business, and we all need to play our part on that.
That was Dr. Thomas Chiramba, Senior Human Settlement Officer for the United Nations Habitat, responsible for Eastern and Southern Africa, speaking there with Studio 7's Chiwoneso Jani from Nairobi, Kenya.
Some members of the public as well as civic society activists say they are concerned about the sincerity of government in dealing with atrocities like Gukurahundi massacre committed by the North Korean-trained Five Brigade and help bring reconciliation in Zimbabwe. Our correspondent Taurai Shava brings us more.
The concerns came out at a recent meeting in Mlayo, which discussed memorialization and reconciliation. Most of the participants said they were worried about the slow pace in the promulgation of a law that will enable the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission to start work. They said they doubted the sincerity of the ZANU-PF government's efforts in bringing about national healing and reconciliation, particularly in regard to the Gukurahundi atrocities, which they said the government seems intent on brushing aside. A participant who did not want to identify himself for fear of being victimized said he doubts that President Robert Mugabe and his colleagues would do anything that could possibly result in their own prosecution.
If you look throughout the history, you will discover that no sitting government has ever prosecuted itself. As long as Robert Mugabe and ZANU-PF are in power, there is no justice that is going to be done for the people of Matabeleland.
An estimated 20,000 innocent civilians who were supporters of ZAPU, then led by the late Joshua Nkomo, were killed in Matabeleland and Midlands provinces between 1983 and 1987. They were accused of supporting dissidents that took up arms against the Mugabe government following the brutalization of ZAPU activists by the ruling ZANU-PF party. The participants at the meeting agreed that there is need for government to come clean on the Five Brigade or Gukurahundi atrocities so that those affected, as well as the nation at large, can find closure. Sari Apple, a psychologist and one of the presenters at the meeting, said although it is always difficult to deal with a national violent past, the affected people must be allowed to remember publicly what happened to them or their relatives. Apple said decrees of clemency by governments cannot erase gross abuses or violations done in the past, adding that government should not prescribe how the affected people should remember or memorialize victims of their atrocities. She noted that if society is denied the right to mourn its dead, it suffers what is known as ambiguous loss, whereby survivors will always feel there's something that has to be done about their missing loved ones and there's no closure.
You will hear governments, not just our own government, but other governments will say, well, it's long ago, you must just move on, or don't reopen old wounds. But actually, you can't tell emotions, you can't tell people's psychology how to behave, okay, by decrees. And this is also universal. Some families may move on, others may not, and that's just how it's going to be. If we look around the world, in Spain, for example, the civil war there ended in 1939. That's 80 years ago. And yet now you have the grandchildren of those who died in the civil war demanding exhumations of their grandparents, demanding to know the truth about what happened in the civil war.
Former National Healing Corps Minister Moses Mzilandlovu, who was also a presenter at the meeting, also queried government's seriousness and said ordinary Zimbabweans should not expect those in power to accord them all the expected rights. Director Anna Tinarho of the Organ for National Healing, Reconciliation and Integration allayed the concerns of the participants. She said the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission, which her department has been mandated to help establish, will be operational soon and it will be able to handle any case of abuse or past atrocities as long as they are brought before the commission.
It does not matter who will bring forth an issue. Pre-independence, post-independence, up to today, the commission will be looking at those cases. It is not a commission that has been given a limited period where it starts looking from its cases like the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission. No. Even if we have cases of the 1890s, as long as we have people who can bring those forth, the commission will look at those cases.
Reverend Ray Motsi, a member of the National Transitional Justice Working Group, which convened the meeting, said he understood the concerns over government's apparent lack of commitment to national healing and reconciliation. He, however, challenged participants to utilize every opportunity to raise those concerns and put pressure on government so that it deals with such issues.
We have got a door that is halfway or maybe a quarter open. Let's put our foot or feet in it. Let's not allow it to close. Let's walk in and salvage something out of it.
The National Transitional Justice Working Group is a non-governmental organization that seeks to promote national healing and reconciliation by, among other things, pushing for the telling of the truth about and acknowledgement of past atrocities. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shawa.
As the socio-economic conditions in Zimbabwe continue to plague youth, in particular those in the rural areas, some organizations are stepping up to assist young Zimbabweans with life skills. Zimbabwe Civic Education Trust, or ZIMSET, is assisting young people in rural areas with the necessary life skills based on the challenges in their particular communities. The program recently graduated its first set of over 50 youths in the pilot program in Domboshawa. That happens to be the topic today for the youth program in our live talk show tonight. And that's the end of the show. But before we go, a quick recap of today's top stories.
Islamic State claimed responsibility for three explosions that rocked the Belgian capital Brussels today, which left 30 people dead and 130 others injured.
The Zimbabwe Farmers Union has welcomed moves by the government to compensate evicted white commercial farmers.
And some more veterans say Vice President Peleke Zela Mpoko and several others should be expelled from the ruling party.
And war veterans prepare for a crucial meeting with President Robert Mugabe.
That's our broadcast this evening.
Now, please do stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele with yours truly, Chris Gande, in Washington. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And our marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Salamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesibili mhlaka 22 Mbimbitho 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Alingali tshona njani izulukandaba mthwakazi omuhle ondlela zimhlophe olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu igama nguChris Gande endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
AmaNdebele athi khona ihloka liyakhohlwa lapho ligamule khona kodwa isihlahla kasikhohlwa ngoba umnanga kwayena iza uzenza osekukhohliwe kumbe ubecabanga ukuthi ubufakazi bento ayayikhulumayo abukho.
Sokuphume ubufakazi obuveza ukuthi umsekeli kamongameli welizwe uMnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa wethula amazwi ayangisayo ngomnyaka ka-1983 ngesikhathi seGugurahundi. Sizezwa ukuthi wathini.
Kwezinto wazivumayo ezingu-130 sibone ngani khose kakafiki la kukota yakhona kodwa yebo yena useyenzile okunye okulutshwane. Sifuna ukumtshushisa njalo simfuqe ukubana ayenze zonke lezo zithembiso abazivumelanayo.
Inhlanganiso ezisebenza lozulu zimele zithi zikhathazekile ngendlela uhulumende aqhuba ngayo umsebenzi engagcwalisi izithembiso azenzayo zokulondolozela ilungelo loluntu. Uhulumende wakwele South Africa usethumele iqula labo somabhizimusi ukuba lizodinga amabhizimusi abangawasungula eZimbabwe. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha kulomsakazo weStudio 7. Sekuphume ubufakazi obuveza ukuthi ngempela umsekeli kamongameli welizwe uMnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa wethula amazwi ngomnyaka ka-1983 athi wona ama-dissident ayengamawu ayemele abulawe ngomuthi we-DDT. Imbiko le iqale kwethulwa nguMnumzana David Coltart kugwalo lwakhe asanda kululoba oluthiwa The Struggle Continues, njalo iphephandaba leNewsday yilo eliqale ukuloba ngalolu daba. Izolo uMnangagwa wethule umbiko elandula lokhu esithi imbiko le ingamanga. Kodwa ubufakazi osobuphumile ngobe phephandaba le The Chronicle elalotshwa mhla ka 5 Mbimbitho 1983 ngesikhathi seGugurahundi lapho uMnangagwa atshela khona umhlangano eMatabeleland North ukuthi uhulumende wayelandela wayelendlela ezimbili zokubulala ama-dissident ezigoqela ukuthumela ibutho le-5 Brigade kumbe ukutshisa zonke izigaba lapho ayenakanela khona ukuthi akhona. Lobu yibufakazi ingcwethi kwezombusazwe uMnumzana Zenzele Ndebele athi buyayangisa kakhulu njalo buveza ukuthi ngempela uMnangagwa waphatheka kundaba yeGugurahundi.
AmaNdebele athi khona ihloka liyakhohlwa lapho ligamule khona kodwa isihlahla kasikhohlwa ngoba umnanga kwayena iza uzenza osekukhohliwe kumbe ubecabanga ukuthi ubufakazi bento ayayikhulumayo abukho. Mbona ngani wenza ubula obukhulu kakhulu kodwa-ke bese ngikhangela ukuthi politically ngumuntu ofuna ukuba-ke ngumongameli welizwe, ngumuntu ofuna ukuthatha isikhundla after umgabe sesukile kumbe ekhiphe umgabe. So uyaziprotekta ngezinye indlela ngoba sibona ngani izono zakhe sezivela egcekeni ukuthi kona yikwabo ukhulumayo khona kodwa-ke amboni ukuthi indlela kumbe yithi tactic ayisebenzisayo ingamnceda ngoba ukuhamba ekhodi ngibona ngani yinto enhle kakhulu ebantwini bamaTheveland ngoba kuzabanika ithuba lokuthi bemtshele uMnangagwa
zonke izinto azikhulumayo ngeGugurawund. Kulabantu phose abane abaowa abantu bemathebeland i-apology. Kulo Mnangagwa, kulo Robert Mugabe, kulo Sekeramai, yibo abantu kulo Perez Shiri, yibo abantu abaphilayo bona laba abamele besichazise kahle ngeGugurawund, ngoba uInosi Mtakalalo, Ernest Kadungure sebafa, yibo abantu ababephethe into yeGugurawund yonaleyo. So bona ngani ukuphika kwaMnangagwa lokhu ibuthutho obunye obukhulu kakhulu. Bezama ukusebenzisa i-trade njengomuntu nje olenkani ecabanga ukuthi ngenye abantu bazakukhohlwa njengakho.
Mhlawumbe ubesekhohliwe ukuthi ayekhona amaphephandaba aloba ngamazwi akhe emzukwana ewakhuluma.
Angabe sekhohliwe ukuthi amaphepha aloba ugwalo lolo indaba, kumbe ubecabanga ukuthi i-evidence leyo yadistroywa njengezi-evidence eziningi esebazidiphayo. Kodwa-ke usuke watsha phansi ngoba i-chronicle ilokhu ilawo amanyuziphepha ona la ekukhuluma khona, ngoba siyabazi abantu bezane ukuthi ziningi izinto asebazidilizayo i-evidence abayichisa enye bayilahla. Kodwa-ke hhayi, okwalapho ngani-ke
lo ke ngumnumzana Senzele Ndebele, ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe, ubexoxa esicingweni leStudio 7 ekoBulawayo.
Bangibiza sikhwica mfundo ngoba sebengibona sengifunde ngaze ngakhwica imfundo, kodwa izolo ubabamkhulu uthe ngimyenzele isikei sangikhwica amfundo awufundanga.
Hehe, sokunzima manje enkundleni yomncintiswano wenkondlo ku Studio 7. Hambani liyezibonela ekhasini lethu eleFacebook.
Wetshwala kanti wavela umuntu owakudalayo wasona, kanti vele ngubani owakudalayo? Wetshwala.
Qhawe lamaqhawe, nkunzi eyabhonga kwezwakala ngilandi le Melika, thole likanyongolo, silwane samahlathi eZimbabwe, ngeke sakukhohlwa.
Ngilala ngisenya ubutho, nguwe ntofontofo, ngiphupha ngisemazweni nemazulwini, nguwe ntofontofo.
Ngena lawe uzitholele umvuzo, siyahulula ngapha ku Studio 7. Ozathola ama-like amaningi, nguye othola umvuzo omkhulu we-radio esebenzisa amandla awelanga awesola. Ukungena nje kumncintiswano uyathola umvuzo. Kuthi ungathola ama-like amaningi, uthole umvuzo omkhulu. Lingakhohlwa ukutshela izihlobo labangane ukwenza like ikhasi le-VOA Indebele ku-Facebook.
Inhlanganiso yabalwa becatsha abedlulisa amalawulo abesimoslem i-Islamic State ithi yiyo ebhombe yabulala abantu eBrussels esigodlo seBelgium, kwafa abantu abangu-30 njalo kwalimala abanye abedlula ikhulu lamachumi amathathu i-130. Inhlanganiso kwelunye njalo udaba sesikhangela ke ekhaya lapha eZimbabwe, inhlanganiso ezisebenza lozulu ezizimeleyo zithi zikhathazekile ngendlela uhulumende aqhuba ngayo umsebenzi engagcwalisi izithembiso azenza emhlanganweni wenhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba e-United Nations ngomnyaka ka-2011 lapho asayina iziqondiso zokulondoloza ilungelo loluntu. Okuningi asikuzweni kuntatheli izindaba yethu uMavis Gama esethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
Lokhu kuphuma emhlanganweni wokuphawula ugwalo lwempumela yenhlolisiso yokuba uyazilandela na uhulumende izivumelwano zokulondolozwa kwelungelo loluntu kanye lokusayina olwe Zimbabwe CSO's Report on Universal Periodic Review. Nomhlangano wenzelwe eWetelani yeHoliday Inn wangenwa zinhlanganiso ezingamachumi ayisithupha lasikhombisa 67. Uqoqwe zinhlanganiso ezithi eZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, Zetelechara, Human Rights NGO Forum, kanye leNational Association of Non-Governmental Organizations, NANGO. Unobhala kwezamabhizimusi enhlanganisweni yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association, umnumzana Melusi Moyo, ubekhona emhlanganweni lo, utshengise ukukhathazeka phezu kwendlela uhulumende aziphatha ngayo.
uhambo lakho na sibona ngani kaluka bilude kangako yebo ye kukhona izinto esezenzakele isithembiso sakhe owasenza eGeneva ngo-2011 ukuthi uza mela amalungelo abantu phakathi kwezinto owazivumayo ezingu-130 sibona ngani phose kakafiki la kukota yakhona kodwa yebo ye useyenzile okunye okulutshwane sifuna ukumtshushisa njalo simfuqe ukubana ayenze zonke lezo zithembiso abazivumelanayo.
Enye inkokheli yenhlanganiso yehoza unkosazana Makodonga Mahlangu uthi kuyadanisa ukubona ukuba uhulumende uhlezi engothembisako kuphela ukuzinikela kwakhe ukunanza amalungelo oluntu kodwa engakugcwalisi.
Udlala ngesikhathi sabantu, udlala ngesikhathi se-United Nations, udlala ngokucubungula kwabantu ukuthi wona abantu sebebuyile bathi elizweni lakho sikhala i-freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, ngama-special reporters ade funa ukubuya lapha eZimbabwe anqatshelwe. Nga uzimisele sukuthi asebenzela bezawanika ithuba lokuthi babuye eZimbabwe. Njalo sikukhalelayo ukuthi nxa sebebuyile lapha eZimbabwe banikwe ukuthi basebenze babone abantu bengayinqatshelwe ukuthi lapho asuzihambe lapho zakhuluma ukuthi baphiwe ithuba lokuthi basebenze njengobungcweche babo.
Umqondisi wenhlanganiso yabafundisi esigabeni seMandebeleni, iShalom Project, umfundisi Angliston Sibanda, uthi kulutshwana asethe wakwenza uhulumende okubalisa ilungelo lokuba umuntu wonke anelise ukufinyelela imfundo kungakhathalekile ukuba ukusiphi isigaba selizwe.
Kulutshwane kakhulu osokwenzakele. Thina masikhangela sisebenza lezigabeni esisebenza kizo, uhulumende wayekuthembisile kakhulu endaweni zemfundo ukuthi uzazama imizamo yokuthi abantu bonke bathole imfundo. Sithola ukuthi ezigabeni esisebenzela kizo kakwenzakali lutho on the ground, ngoba abantwana lokho esilabantwana bahamba ama-30 kilometers besiya esikolo.
Abenhlanganiso lezi bathi siphansi kakhulu isilinganiso saloko uhulumende azinikela kikho emhlanganweni we-UN ukulondoloza ilungelo loluntu kizo zonke inhlangothi asethe wakwenza. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumevis Gama.
Inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ezisebenza labontanga zithi kuqakathekile ukuthi abasakhulayo baphatheke kunhlelo zokuthuthukisa izigaba zabo lanxa kungela mali abayitholayo. Inhlanganiso ezifana leZimbabwe Civic Education Trust leRural Communities Development Trust ziqhuba inhlelo ezigabeni ezishiyeneyo ngenjongo yokuhlomisa ontanga indlela zokuziphilisa lokuthuthukisa izigaba abahlala kuzo. Untungameli Nkomo Studio 7 uxoxe lomqondisi we-Rural Communities Empowerment Trust umnumzana Vumani Ndlovu.
Kunengi esikwenzayo ekuhlanganeni laba sakhulayo sizama ukuthi sibathuthukise. Okumqoka ikubakhuthaza ukuthi basangane, bahlanganise imibono yabo, behlanganise ama-resources wona la amalutshwana mhlawumbe bengabe lawo ukuthi badale ama-projects angabenza ukuthi baziphilise, okunjengokufuya inkukhu, okwe-technical training, ukulima. Konke khona lokhu sikwenza sijonge ukuthi njengoba intsha yemaphandleni eneni ingaqhathwanga mhlawumbe kungaba yindlela abangazama ukuthi baziphilise ngayo. Siyazama futhi ukuthi sibakhuthaze ukuthi ikakhulu laba asebephume ezikolo esingathi ngama school dropouts lalabo abangazane bapasa kuhle ukuthi bazame ukuthi baphindelele izifundo zabo ukwenzela ukuthi benelise esingathi ku-computer severity for employment and entry kuma-tertiary institutions. So yindlela esizama ngayo ukuthi sikhuthaze abasakhulayo ukuthi baziphilise ngayo.
Inhlelo zokuthi abasakhulayo balungisise nje lapho kuyabe kuwonakale khona ezigabeni zabo, kungaba kuyimigwaqo, kungamakliniki, kungaba kuyini, kalilazo.
Ye, inhlelo zethu eziningi zijonge khonokho. Silohlelo esilubiza sithi community engagement, lapho esihlangana khona nezalukazi namaxhegu, labo baba, labo mama kanye lentsha. Sizama ukuthi bahlanganise njalo futhi imibono yokubona ukuthi bayathuthukisa izigaba zabo, bangaze balingena uhulumende kumbe inhlanganiso ezizimele zodwa. Sikhangele kakhulu ukuthi uhulumende akulanto ayenzayo kungakho ke amandla akhibo abantu kodwa akikho khona lokhu kengitsho ukuthi ontanga kunzima ukuthi baphatheke kakhulu abaphatheki kabanzi kungenxa yokuthi bazele iminakano yabo igcile ekuthini indlela yokuziphilisa bangayithola njani imali bangaziza njani ukudla kungakho ke ukuthi besebenzele isigaba kungela nzuzo kuba nzima kibo.
Hello ke ngumnumzana Vumani Ndlovu umqondisi wenhlanganiso ye Rural Communities Empowerment Trust ubexoxa le Studio 7 ecingweni ekwabulawayo.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha a Voice of America ese Washington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave la ku shortwave 4930 1280 lagu 15775 kilohertz. Nila konjalo kusithola ebulenjini ku internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe for Youth Development Agenda ikhuthaza uhulumende ukuba aqhube umsebenzi wokudingisisa indlela umsebenzi oqhutshwa ngayo kumankampani akhe njengalokho okwenziwa kweyabo makhalekhukhwini eNet1. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
Ontanga laba bakhuthaza njalo inkokheli ukuba zizinikele kulokho ezikutshoyo ukuluqeda udubo lokungathembeki olwe-corruption bangazi babavikela abatholakala belamacala. Emhlanganweni lentatheli zindaba owenzelwe eCresta Oasis eHarare, umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso le yeZaida umnumzana Liberty Bizure uthi ontanga bakhathazekile ngesimo sokungathembeki elizweni.
We cannot be a generation of corrupt educated youths.
Asingeke saba ngontanga abangethembekanga bengabafundileyo njalo. Sifuna abe anti-corruption commission benze labo abenza lokhu kungethembeki bazakale njalo bajeziswe.
Omnye wamalunga eziyada umnumzana Desire Mthobo utshengise ukukhathazeka phezu kwesimo sokuqansa kwezihlakalo zokungathembeki elizweni. Athi siphazamisa kakhulu inhlelo zabontanga iningi labo sebeswela abangakwenza elizweni elibabazwa kwezokuthi lilabantu abafunde ukwedlula abanye bonke emazweni akuzwekazi le-Afrika.
Athe siyabonga ukuthi sesiluze about 15 billion asazi ukuthi yaya ngaphi. So thina njengabatsha sithi hayi nxa imali yona leyo benganika even 1 million kumaprovinsi onke ayi-10 kuma-youth. Imali yona le ingayenza kuningi ukuthi abantu abatsha bathuthuke. So thina njengabatsha sithi sifuna ukulwisa i-corruption up to the end. Asisabi muntu nxa singabona ukuthi lapha kule-corruption siyaphuma phandle sikhulume ngokwe-corruption.
Lesi sikhalazo sabontanga siza ngemva kokuba sekuvezwe ubukhulu bodubo lokungathembeki kuziphathamandla zamankampani kahulumende kwabangela ukulahlekelwa yizigidi lezigidi zemali okufana lalokho osekwenze ibhodi yenkampani yabomakhalekhukhwini eNet1 imise umsebenzi umqondisi wayo umnumzana Reward Kangayi okwenyanga ezintathu. UKangayi umiswe umsebenzi ukuze kuqhutshwe umsebenzi wokudingisisa phezu kwendlela aqhuba ngayo umsebenzi okubangele ukunyamalala kwemali zingaziwa ukuba ziyakuphi ezinye zisetshenziswa ukubhadala amankampani angekhoyo ayetholiswa umsebenzi kungalandelwa indlela ezifaneleyo ukutholiswa kwamathenda. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare nginguMavis Gama.
KuStudio 7 Live Talk lamhlanje kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo lwe-The Connection sikhangela imfundiso okumele itholwe ngabasakhulayo ukuze baphatheke enhlelweni zokuthuthukisa ilizwe. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene lani kuhlelo. Akesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. njengokuchokwethe ekuqaleni kohlelo iqembu lamalwecacha awesimoslem awedlulisa amalawulo le-Islamic State yilo elithi lithiye amabhomba adubuka esigodlweni se-Belgium i-Brussels lamhlanje kusihlwa enkundleni zendizamtshina ezimbili lesilindweni sikaloliwe kwafa abantu abangamachumi amathathu kwalimala abalikhulu lamachumi amathathu. Umongameli Barack Obama wele Melika wethule amazwi enduduzo kuZulu wele Belgium esithi ilizwe lakhe liza kwenza konke kusemandleni alo ukuncedisa umngane walo uBelgium ngalesi sikhathi sobuhlungu bokulahlekelwa izizalwane zalo. Iziphathamandla zakwele South Sudan esigabeni seMorobo County zibike ngokuthunjwa kwamasotsha ebutho le-Sudan People's Liberation Army alondoloza imvelo ngesonto. Uhulumende wakwele South Africa usethumele iqula labo somabhizimusi ukuba lizodinga amabhizimusi angasungulwa eZimbabwe. Libheke kakhulu umsebenzi wezemigodi ezokwethekelelwa kwelizwe kanye le lingakuthola edolobheni lakoBulawayo. Okunenga sikuzweni kunompumelelo moyo esiphalolu daba ekoBulawayo.
Umsekeli kamphathi ntambo obona ngezamabhizimisi kwele South Africa umnumzana Muzuwandile Masina okhokhela iqula labo somabhizimisi leli ubeke ukuba uBulawayo ulakho ukuvuselela amabhizimisi kwezokwethekelela ezokwakha kanye nezamasiko njalo bakhangelele ukuqala amabhizimisi iloba yisiphi isikhathi.
Sila nethimba losomabhizinisi sizothengisa izwe lwethu. Okwesibili, sizo-encourage abantu bethu ukuthi babheke amathuba la abanga-investa khona la eZimbabwe la kwaBulawayo. Sicabanga ukuthi la into ebaluleke kakhulu esiyibonayo ezokuvakasha i-tourism kanye ne-cultural heritage sibona ngathi yizo ezihamba phambili kakhulu la, kanti kakhulu futhi nento ye-infrastructure sibona ukuthi ngathi phambili kakhulu.
Umsekeli kameya wakoBulawayo uCouncillor Gift Banda yena ubike ukuba maningi amabhizimisi abawabonise osomabhizimisi beSouth Africa angasungulwa edolobheni leli njalo bayethemba ukuba lizabuyela kusimo elalikho khona izolo ukuze abantu bathole imisebenzi njalo lithuthuke.
Lezi thakuyeleli ezivela eSouth Africa as a trade and industry labosomabhizimisi baseSouth Africa ababuye kuzosethekelela lapha, and siyathemba ukuthi bazobona amathuba amahle okwenza amabhizinisi koBulawayo.
Umsekeli kamphathi ntambo obona ngezokuthengisa kunye lokwenza izinto kwele Zimbabwe umhlonitshwa unkosikazi Chiratitso Mabuwa omele imberengwa South edalele parliamente ubeke ukuba uyajabula ngokuzwa kwesithupha kweSouth Africa kuleli ethi lonyaka bajonye ukuzoqala amabhizimisi okuza kwenza ukuba ubudlelwano beZimbabwe leSouth Africa bazokuthengiselana kuqine ngoba bakhangelele ukuvula amankampani ambalwa okuzathuthukisa umnotho weZimbabwe.
Trade and investment initiatives yama companies eSouth Africa bakwenza every year. Lokhu ngumnyaka wesisikisi bekwenza, kodwa sokulomehluko ukuthi kathesi abasakhangela i-trade kuphela, sebekhangela i-investment opportunities. Bafuna ukubuya kathesi ukuzothi set up ama-industries abo lapha eZimbabwe. Lokhu kuyanceda on several fronts and kuzasipha i-win-win situation.
Gcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yezakhamizi eBulawayo Progressive Residents Association umnumzana Winos Dube yena ubike ukuba njengenhlanganiso bayalwamukela ngenjabulo uhlelo lwabe South Africa lokuzosungula amabhizimisi koBulawayo bezosebenzelana labo somabhizimisi babo emisebenzini esemthethweni okuza kwehlisa ubugwelegwele balabo abathanda ukufumbathiswa andubana abantu basungule amabhizimisi.
Njenga bahlali bakobulawayo buya kwezethekelezi esizibonayo ezilokothelela kubana zizohlokomisa ezamabhizinisi kumbe ukuthuthuka kukabulawayo. Thakazelela kakhulukazi ngoba kuyinto esitshengisa esinika ithemba lokubana ubuya impilo phakathi komuzi wakobulawayo. Ngathi nanzelela khathesi sibona ubana abantu abaningi phakathi komuzi wakobulawayo kabakho emsebenzini ngenxa yokuvalwa kwamafema ekhona.
Iningi lezizalwane zeZimbabwe zihlala zibhekise amabombo kwele South Africa lisiyadinga imisebenzi. Ngakho ke ukusungulwa kwamabhizimisi elizweni kukhangelele ukwehlisa inani labasakhulayo abachapha imingcele bengela mfanelo zengwalo eziqondileyo zokudinga umsebenzi kanye lokuvuselela umnotho welizwe wona osubhazalele ngesisu. Ngimele iStudio 7 yikobulawayo, ngingunompumelelo Moyo.
Ugunjalo nje ummeli weZimbabwe kwele South Africa umnumzana Isaac Moyo uthi isigodlo sakhe siphakathi kwemizamo yokukhulumisana lezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwele South Africa ukuthi ziyesungula amabhizimusi kulelo lizwe. Umoyo utshele iphephandaba leThe Chronicle ukuthi ukuphatheka kwezamabhizimusi kwezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezikwele South Africa kuqakathekile kakhulu kungqubela phambili yelizwe. Lokhu kulandela umhlangano omkhulu wezamabhizimusi wenzelwe kwele South Africa ngeviki edluleyo phakathi kweziphathamandla zalelo lizwe leZimbabwe. Kodwa umkhokheli wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe in South Africa umnumzana Ngqabutho Nicholas Mabena utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi lanxa izizalwane zeZimbabwe zifuna ukuyasungula amabhizimusi ekhaya, inkinga yokuthi kabamthembi uhulumende.
Abantu bakhona abafisa ukuthi bengahamba bayesungula ezamabhizinisi ekhaya, ikakhulu labo abalencwadi zokuhlala eGoli esingathi ngama-special permit ezizaphela ngo-2017, ukwenza ukuthi ngemva kwa-2017 nxa la ma-permit engazange avuselelwe babe lento abazafika bayenze ekhaya. Kodwa uhlupho abalalo ukuthi kabalasiqiniseko ukuthi ngaphansi kwalo hulumende kambe ama-investment abo bama-business abo angahamba kuhle. Engutsho ngamafutshane ukuthi imali abangayifaka ukuthi bahlanyele ukuqala ama-business kambe ingabe protected onganani, kumbe imali ezabuye ithathwe nguhulumende osifusayo, into ehlupha abantu abaningi. Kodwa bakhona abazimisele ukuthi bona bengahamba bayekwenza. Esenguzwile ukuthi laba abakuma properties yibo abathi bona nxa ukuthi bengaba bethole izitendi, babona ukuthi standards ngeke zithathwe nxa umuntu ethole izitendi sakhe waba lama tax deeds, laba bafunga kwakhe lokho esibeza sithi ngama town houses, labo bazimisele. Kodwa angikezwa abamanye ama sectors ukuthi bayafisa yini ukuthi bayevula, abafuna ukuyavula ngabakhala ngale ukuthi kakula protection yama-businesses abo. Njalo futhi okunye indlela ezombusazo kumi ngakhona ukuthi kakula kuthula, so abantu abakwazi bekhangele lokwenzakala ebandleni elibusayo, abantu bayethukile ukuthi abakwazi kungaqala impi, nxa kungaqala impi khonapho kambe i-investment yabo ingahamba njani.
Sike sezwa udaba lwama-permit ungani seluqalisile njalo aza-extendwa, kungakuliqiniso yini lokhu?
Sikubone ema-newspaper naseZimbabwe ekhuluma esithi wona umhlangano lo wakade ukhona phakathi kukaminister uChombo lo-minister uGigaba uvumelane ukuthi ama-permit azo-extendwa nxa esephela ngo-2017. Kodwa namhla sihambe sakhuluma le office likaGigaba sizwisisa ukuthi kambe kungabe kuliqiniso, satshelwa ukuthi lokho hayi kakusilona iqiniso, kakuzange kube lenkulumo ukuthi ama-ZSP aza-extendwa. Kodwa kukhona okukhulunywayo ukuthi abantu abahleli lana kumele kwenzweni ngabo.
Bakhona yini abathenga izindlu kumbe ukuba lokunye okubonisa ukubana bangahlala ukwedlula umnyaka ka-2017?
Ye, hayi, bakhona abantu abathengayo ukuthi umuntu angathola ithuba lokuthi imali yakhe nxa emvumela athenge indlu yakhe, athenge i-business, ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi abantu abaningi izalwane eziningi zaseZimbabwe ezilapha zilama-businesses amaningi, abanye balama-restaurant, ama-bottle store, abanye bakhona kumanye ama-sectors e-economy e-South Africa. Abantu bayazama ukuthi benze izinto ezisemthethweni ezibaphilisayo. Baningi kakhulu abantu bakithathi bekuma-business e-South Africa, labo bahlala besemseni ukuthi mhlawumbe inkosi ngo-2017 ingabahambela bengavuyele ekhaya beqhubeke bedlabana ama-businesses abasebewaqalisile lapha e-South Africa.
Alo ke ngumnumzana Ngqabutho Nicholas Mabhena umkhokheli wenhlanganiso yeZimbabweans in South Africa wekhuluma le Studio 7 ecingweni ekhona le eSouth Africa. Isikhathi asavumi ukuba siqhubeke sonke kodwa singakehlukani ke sikhangele inhloko zezinye zendaba ebesilazo kuhlelo lwalamhlanje. Sokuphume ubufakazi obuveza ukuthi umsekeli kamongameli welizwe umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa wethula amazwi ngomnyaka ka-1983 esithi ama-dissident ayengamahuhu ayemele abulawe. Inhlanganiso ezisebenza lozulu ezizimeleyo zithi zithakazelele ngendlela uhulumende aqhuba ngayo umsebenzi engagcwalisi izithembiso azenzayo zokulondoleza ilungelo loluntu. Selugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo. Igama lami nguChris Gande, ngilitshiya ku Studio 7 Live Talk. Lilale.